God is good. All the time. Somebody said they didn't get that title. Well, you will after a while. Some time ago, we decided to go through the drive-through before we went home.
首先讲一个故事啊，以前的话，我去一个快餐店，然后在德莱素，然后想点餐。
So I gave them my order and then proceeded to the next window. You know all that process, right?
点了餐以后呢，我就到开车去那个窗口去拿吃的。
And I gave the guy a $20 bill.
我给那个收银员20块钱。
He gave me my change back was only for a $10 bill.
但是呢，他找零钱呢，却是按照10块钱找给我的。
And I said, sir, I said, I gave you a $20 bill.
然后Steve就说，哎，我给了你20块钱，你应该找我20块钱的零钱吧。
He looked really confused, and so he turned to the boss guy and started talking with him.
然后呢，他就看着很困惑，然后转过身去找他们工头，去讨论这件事情。
And I can see they're having this little conference back there, you know, talking among themselves, trying to figure out what to do.
好像他们在一起在后面开了个碰头会。
So he said, well, I'll have to close the drawer out. If you come back in 15 minutes, if we're $10 over, I'll give you your $10 back.
然后那个工头就说，我们现在要把那个收音机关一下，你大概过15分钟以后再来取你的那个零钱。
Well, it wasn't 15 minutes later, it was like 60 minutes later after this long conversation with him, listening to his excuses, or were they lies?
但是实际情况并不是15分钟，然后大概其花了一个小时的时间，在听了他的一切借口和谎言之后，He
finally gave me my $10.
终于给了我10块钱。But
it was only after I said, I would like the manager's name and address and phone number, and I would like the store owner's name and address and phone number.
然后这个10块钱真的是来之不易，是在我用威胁的方式告诉说我一定要这个店主的电话。 或者是这个经理的电话之后，才把这10块钱拿到手里。He
preferred to give me my $10 back.
他在那个时候决定还是给10块钱还给这个顾客比较划算。So
on the way home, I told Nancy, you know, I'm thinking about writing the owner and telling him about this incident. This guy wasted an hour of my time because he made a mistake.
然后这 Steve 呢，开车回家的路上呢，就跟太太南希说，说我一定要给这个店主写一封信。
Of course, I was going to mention how honest I was and give him several examples of how honest I was.
当然，在信中我一定要提到我是多么多么的诚实，一定还要给他那个非常好的这个例子来举来例证我非常的诚实。But
I told Nancy, I said, if I was the owner of the store, I would like to know when something like this happens, wouldn't you?
Steve 就说，如果我要是店主的话，我肯定希望。 这样的事情如果在我店里发生的话，我一定想知道。Then
God brought some things to my mind, and I felt a little convicted, and I started to squirm just a little bit.
这时候好像主向我讲话，然后我这心里边慢慢的好像意识到。Because
God showed me what my real motive was.
然后神呢，就是向我展示了我真正的动机是什么。
And it was?
我的动机是什么呢？
I wanted to pay him back. I wanted to get even. I wanted revenge.
Yeah. 他其实呢 ，Steve 真正的动机是想给那些店员们还以颜色，他想要报复他们。Have
you ever been wronged?
你是不是没被不公平的对待过
？Has anybody ever cheated you?
是不是有人也那个欺骗过你
？Has anybody ever ripped you off?
是不是有人也占了你的便宜？
Or cut you down,
或者是让你觉得非常的渺小，非常的渺小，对。
See, this is a good chance for you to learn some more idioms. you kidding with me about learning idioms?
Learn idioms, yeah.
How about has anybody ever lied about you?
然后有人向你撒谎。
How many of us have had one of these things happen to us? Raise your hand.
有没有人在有这些有些事情曾经发生在你身上？
The rest of you must have really bad memories.
上面没有举手的人一定非常有不好的记忆力。
Well, in all honesty, what's our normal reaction?
但是实话实说，如果说有这些事情发生在我们身上，我们正常的反应是什么呢？
How many of you be honest and say, I want revenge?
有多少人会诚实地说我确实想报复这些人？
Or maybe that depends on how big they are.
这报复不报复呢，取决于这个人大概其心灵有多伟大。
Well, I've been teaching a series on dealing with our attitudes and adjusting our attitudes.
我最近一直以来在讲如何调整我们的心态。
By the way, how many of you had a bad attitude this week about the rain?
顺便问一下，大家对上个星期下雨有没有非常坏的心态？
Not too many people are going to admit to that one, John.
好像大家都不太承认这一点哈。
Well, the last time I spoke was on Youth Sunday. Does anybody remember the attitude we talked about?
上一次在青少年主日当中服饰当中呢，我讲了一个主题，大家还记不记得？
That's right. I can do it later, which is procrastination.
主题就是说我以后再做这件事情，这就是拖延的这个问题。
Well, this week, and you can turn to your bulletin if you want to fill in those blanks on the I get part.
在那个主日的这个小册子后面有这个一个单子，你可以填一下。
And the title really is I don't get mad, I just get even.
今天的主题就是我不生气，但是我要扯平。
And of course, that simply means revenge.
简单来讲，换一句话讲，就是说我要报复。
So it's been told that there was an article in one of the columns in a paper out in Nebraska.
在那个内布拉斯加州一个报纸上。
It was in the for sale or for trade column.
是在那个销售或者是互换的这个栏目。
And his column said, "We'll trade one wedding gown size 16, never worn."
这个广告的内容大概其是讲，就是说他有一个结婚的礼服，然后这个尺寸是16码，从来没有被穿过，崭新的。
We'll trade for a 38 caliber revolver.
然后他希望换一把30.38口径的手枪。
If some of you start laughing during lunch today, I'll know you finally got the joke.
如果你现在笑的话，大家心里知道什么意思哈，肯定是这个新娘想去找那个逃跑新郎，要把他给干掉。Or
this cartoon, it's called The Mouse's Revenge.
然后还有一个卡通叫做《老鼠的报复》。There
actually is a website called thepayback.com. I probably shouldn't tell you about this.
或许我不应该告诉你，但是有一个网站叫偿还网站。This
is a quote from the website.
这是从网站上摘录的一句话。Revenge
at its best. Get revenge on people who have done you wrong.
大概其就是讲说，他标榜他的网站是历史上最强的这个报复网站。 那个能够让对你不好的人给他们最强的报复。We
stand ready to help you get revenge and let these individuals know exactly what you think of them.
我们时刻准备的，要为那些家伙们，让他们知道你确实心里面怎么想他们。Have
any of you watched this TV series called Revenge on ABC?
你们看过ABC上面的这个电视节目吗？叫有一个电视节目叫做报复。
I didn't even know there was a TV series like this, but I Googled revenge, and the first thing that popped up was a TV series that I didn't know anything about.
Steve, 以前不知道有这么个电视剧叫做《报复》，他那去 Google 了一下，结果这是第一个，然后出现在检索结果里边。
And I wonder if we counted how many songs there have been written about revenge. I saw some websites that said, "My 10 favorite songs on revenge."
如果你去 Google 一下这关于这个报复的歌曲，一定有很多。然后他也见过这个最棒的10首关于报复的歌。
Well, how many of us would be really honest this morning and said, I have actually done something to get revenge on somebody before in my life?
今天早晨大家有多少人能够非常诚实地告诉我, 大家以前采取过报复的手段?
I think the rest of them aren't telling the truth.
没举手的人肯定是没有讲实话。
Because this desire to get revenge is part of our human, our sinful nature that we have.
这个想报复这个心理呢，或这种心态呢, 是源于我们,
And sometimes we get revenge in very subtle ways.
有的时候呢, 我们的这个报复呢, 是非常的隐晦的。
And some people really struggle with it a lot more than other people.
有一些人呢, 可能会, 这报复呢, 对他们来讲是个大问题。
But I believe that everyone struggles with it to some extent.
但是我们每一个人呢, 大概其, 或多或少, 都会有这样的问题。
So let's see what God says about it. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12 again.
我们去看一看罗马书是怎么讲关于这个问题。
So I don't get mad, I just get even. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 to 21.
这个罗马书第12章17到21节。
I want to ask a series of questions. The first question is what's wrong with revenge?
我现在要问一系列的问题。第一个问题就是说，这个报复有什么错吗？
Well, if we aren't convinced that something is wrong, will we ever work on it?
如果我们不认错的话，我们会不会去改错呢？
I really doubt it, so we need to know what's wrong with revenge. The first thing is, it's God's job. Look at verse 19.
我认为呢，如果我们不认错的话，肯定是不会改的。然后呢，大家看一看第19节。
The last part of verse 19 says, For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord.
主讲就说这是我的工作，我的工作是去为你伸冤。
Now maybe you notice at least in the English that as we read this passage, there are two different words that are used.
你可能会看到呢，如果读英文的话呢，它是有两个单词，用在报复这个中文的这个词汇上。
So one which we just read about from God on avenge means to give deserved punishment for wrongs and is usually done by a third party.
其中一个词呢是叫 avenge, 就是伸冤的意思。它的意思呢就是说一般来讲是由第三方来执行，是作为一种错误的应得的惩罚。A
good example of that today would be our court systems where we do not punish someone when they have wronged us, but we go to court and then the judge and the judicial system punishes them.
最好的例子就是我们现在的这个司法系统啊，我们都是去法院然后去解决这个问题，不是通过我们自己的 的行为来解决这个问题。
And then the first part of verse 19, we have the word revenge, which is to punish as an act of retaliation for a personal injury, usually with resentment as a motivation, and is usually done by the person who was wronged.
第二个单词呢，就是报复啊，这报复的意思就是说，往往它的出发的动机呢，是因为心里边心存愤恨，是关于对于个人的这个损害的一个回击，它呢。
Well, does God do His job? Does He pay back people for wrong?
问你一个问题，那主是不是做他的工作呢？他是不是真的会令这些对你不好的人偿还呢？
Can we count on Him to keep His end of the bargain?
我们是不是能够真的依靠他来做这样的事情？
Well, there's a man who lived a long time before this passage was written. Is a great example, and his name is David.
但是在圣经里呢，当然他已经过世了哈，但是很早之前就提到过这样的一个例子。And
King Saul at that time knew that David was going to become king, and he hated him, and he tried to kill him.
这是讲到扫罗，当时他是以色列的王，他知道大卫要取代他的位置，所以他就想尽一切办法想把他给除掉。
One time, David found Saul sleeping in the cave, and he could have easily have killed him. In fact, the people with him encouraged David to kill King Saul.
其中有一次呢，大卫有一个机会在山洞里面呢，是可以把这个扫罗给杀掉的，而且大卫的随从们都非常的鼓励大卫要这样做。And
David said, "No, that's not my job. I will not touch the Lord's anointed."
然后大卫就说啊，我不会这样做的，因为呢，扫罗也是神所拣选的。And
so he said, "I'll let God take care of King Saul."
他说，那我要让主自己来决定他应该怎样处理这个扫罗。
Did God do it?
主做了吗？神做了吗？
This means yes. Yes, he did it, and he did it in his own time, and he did it properly, and David did not have to touch King Saul.
然后主在找了一个合适的时间、合适的机会，然后就处理了扫罗。
But to be honest, sometimes we don't like to let God do it. And why don't we like to let God do it?
但是呢，实际情况下呢，我们往往呢不喜欢主来替我们做这件报复仇的事情。
Well, one reason is because we think that God is too slow.
其中一个可能的原因呢，是因为我们觉得主的做事实在是太慢。We
want them paid back now.
我们希望他们马上就应该受到惩罚。Well,
before we go too far that way, have we ever been glad that God has not punished us immediately?
我们其实也应该为此感恩，主虽然很慢，但是在我们做错的时候呢，他也没有马上就惩罚我们。Isn't
it interesting how we want God to deal with those people this way, but with us differently?
所以我们往往有一种心态，希望主呢对别人要狠一点，但是对我们呢比较宽容一点。
Or another reason is because God is more objective than we are.
另外一个原因呢，就是说主是非常的客观。
He can see both sides very well, and he will deal with it much more justly.
他可以就是平衡双方的这个平衡双方，然后非常公正的处理这件事情。
And that's usually the case why an avenger is better than a revenger because they are not personally involved.
所以说呢，这个复仇伸冤者呢。 往往会比这个报复者要好，因为他本身呢，作为第三方，没有真正的经历过这双方的这个争战。
So what's the problem? Why don't we want God to be more objective than we are?
我们为什么要让主比我们要客观呢？
Because he won't be as tough on them as what we would be.
所以呢，他就是不会像我们这样对别另外一方这么狠。
Or even worse, he might actually know that we are a part of the problem too.
那往往的时候呢，我们主那神还会告诉我们，其实我们也是问题的一部分。
And the third reason is because God is more merciful than we are.
第三个原因呢，就是说主是非常的蛮有慈爱怜悯的。You
know, horror of horrors, they might actually repent and God would forgive them, and then they would never be punished.
然后最令我们不能接受的事情，往往就是说这个对你不好的人呢，他。 他那个悔改了，然后神呢原谅了他，然后他永远就得不到这个惩罚。But
how many of us here this morning are glad that we have been forgiven and we are not going to be punished for our sins?
哎，我们有多少在座当中呢？认为主呢对我们也蛮有怜爱和慈悯，因为我们做错的事，他也没有惩罚我们。Well,
I am very glad for that fact, and sometimes I need to remember that I need to have the same kind of mercy.
那个 Steve 呢，就非常能够感受这一点。他也希望能够有主这样对别人的宽容心。So
God says, "It's my job, it's not your job."
神讲说这报复是在于我，是我的工作，而不是你的工作。Have
you ever noticed what happens when you try to do God's job for Him?
你有没有认识到，如果当我们把主的工作给做了，会发生什么样的事情呢？
Have you ever noticed how we mess things up?
我们就是会制造很多麻烦。And
sometimes we make the problem much bigger and much worse than whatever would have been if we just would have kept our little paws off.
往往呢，你要是不做的话呢，事情还好一点。如果做的事情呢，就往往把这问题搞坏、搞砸、搞得更乱。So
whose job is it?
这是谁的工作呢？
Everybody? God's job.
对，是神的工作。
A second reason is because it destroys relationships.
第二个原因呢，就是说这个报复会毁坏人际关系。
There's a fellow back in a youth group in a church that I pastored. His name was Chuck.
在那以前的这个 Steve的同事呢，有一个同事叫查尔斯，你管他叫小扎好了。
And if you'd do something to Chuck, he would make sure he would do it. Twice as bad back to you.
如果你对小扎做了什么点事情呢，他会保证你双倍偿还。Very
few people like to be around him, and he had a lot of enemies.
大家不愿意跟他接触，而他有很多很多的敌人。When
we take revenge, we aren't forgiving, and actually spend quite a bit of time before talking about forgiveness, and what would happen to us if we don't forgive.
我们那个往往要报复之前呢，肯定是不能够宽容别人啊。我们先讲一讲，在宽容之前，这个报复的事情。
And another one is it destroys us.
它也呢会毁坏我们。
When we don't forgive, we fall directly into one of Satan's schemes and traps.
如果我们不原谅别人的话，我们就会掉进撒旦的陷阱。
2 Corinthians 2:9 and 10 or 2:10 and 11 says, "If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes."
这个哥罗西后书2章第10节第11节就讲到说，如果说你能够原谅别人的话呢，我也能够原谅他，这样的话呢，这个撒旦就不能够胜过我们，我们往往呢不能够识别他的诡计。
What Paul is saying here is that Satan has schemes, he has plans to destroy us, but we are aware of them. We should know about them.
这个保罗呢，其实就在这里面讲呢，其实肯定是，这个撒旦呢，他有很多的诡计和陷阱，我们应该从思想上认识到这一点。
And one of these is not to forgive other people.
其中有一点就是说不能够原谅别人。
And again, we talked about this when we talked about forgiveness, but it can become a consuming factor to the point of where it controls us.
如果我们不能够原谅别人的话呢，它就呢会占据我们的心灵，然后到达能够控制我们的程度。
We think we're making the other person pay, but often we end up paying a far bigger price ourselves.
然后我们觉得让别人能够偿还呢是应该的，但是最终的结果呢却是我们偿还的更多。
Do you remember the story of Haman in the book of Esther?
你们记得这个以斯帖里边讲过这个有一个人，他的名字叫哈曼。
Haman was a very important official in the court, and whenever he rode through the streets, all the people were supposed to bow down before him.
他是当时呢非常一个显赫的一个法官，每次呢他骑马过街的时候呢，他呢都希望大家能够对他鞠躬。
And as he rode by, all the people would bow down except for one man by the name of Mordecai, who was a Jew.
或者是叩头，但是每个人都是这样做。其中呢，但是有一个犹太人叫做莫迪该，然后他没有这样做。
And Mordecai said, "I will not bow down to anyone except God."
莫迪该呢，他有一个原则，原则就是说他只向神下跪，别人他都不会。So
do you suppose Haman said, "Hey, that's okay, no problem."
啊，这哈曼说啊，没有关系。
No, he became very angry, and he said, "I'm going to make Mordecai pay for this."
但是他心里面呢，确实非常的生气。他希望莫迪该呢，能够为他做这一些事情，还以颜色。So
he built this elaborate place to hang people, scaffold that was 75 feet high.
他在他的门前呢。 就建了这么一个75英尺高的一个绞刑架。
In fact, he wasn't content just to kill Mordecai, he wanted to kill all the Jewish people.
他不仅要让莫迪该来偿还他的行为，而且他希望把所有的犹太人全部杀死。
Well, if you don't know all the story, you can read it in Esther, but guess who ended up hanging on the gallows?
如果你还没有读过以斯帖，你能够想到谁最终被处以绞刑了吗？
Mordecai, because his revengeful attitude destroyed him. I say it backwards? Thank you for correcting me. No, Mordecai lived happily ever after. Haman ended up on the gallows. Thank you for correcting me. I don't want to be wrong on that issue.
那个，对他刚刚讲口误，其实是讲那个哈曼最后是被绞死在他自己建的绞刑架上。
And it wasn't just him, it was also Haman's 10 sons and thousands of his countrymen as well were killed.
不仅他被处以绞刑，他还连带了他的孩子们，包括他的同乡们，也都被处死了。
I should never forget that because Haman is very close to Hangman.
这英文讲的话，他的名字叫Haman，叫哈曼，就是跟Haman。 被处以绞刑的人有谐音。
That doesn't translate to Chinese.
No.
So is taking revenge wrong?
是不是这个有报复，做报复别人是件错事呢
Yes, sir.
？Yes or no？
Yes, it is
是
wrong.
或不是啊？
Is it a serious matter?
是不是这是不是一个非常严重的错误？
Well, it breaks the direct command of God, and it's something that we really need to have victory over.
这个确实是那个违反了主的神的一条诫命，我们应该想想方法去克服它。
No, it's something that's interesting. After I've preached various sermons, people have said to me, "Well, you know, I wish this person would have been here today, or that person would have been here today, because they really needed that."
我平常我在讲那个主日的这个主题的时候呢，经常有人会说，呀，我特别希望这个弟兄或者是那个姐妹能够听到你的一番话。
I've never done it yet, but I think next time I'll say, "What about you? Did you really need it?"
但是我从来没有说直截了当的问过，哎，你听到我讲的这番话没有？
Because some of us this morning are saying, "Ah, this is not a problem in my life. I can just take a nap or, you know, get on my iPad."
可能有一些在众的在座讲啊，我从来没有报复这个毛病，我就可以做一些别的事情，我可以不用听这个讲道。
Is that true, or sometimes can we be blind to our own faults?
那个是事实嘛，但是往往呢，是因为我们自己看不见自己的错误。
So the second question is, what are indications that we struggle with revenge?
就说关于报复别人有没有什么表象？
And so I've written down some key questions just to ask ourselves.
我写下了一系列的问题，然后呢，希望我们能够自己自省，问一问自己。
The first one is, do we lose sleep over it?
我们是不是失眠
？Do you wake up at night thinking about it sometimes and you can't go back to sleep?
有没有半夜突然醒来，然后脑子里面一直在思想这件事情，不能够歇着睡觉
？It's a pretty good indication that it's a problem.
这个非常好一个显表象，然后说明这是一个问题。
Or going along with that, do we ever worry about it?
那你是不是因为他会变得非常焦虑不安
？Or not just worry about it, but think about ways to get revenge.
你会想出各种方法来报复别人。
Is it always on our mind, and we are plotting or whatever, thinking about the hurt that they did to us, and thinking of ways that you hope will happen to them?
是不是总是在你的思想当中，然后想想他们是如何伤害你的，你想尽方法来让他们偿还。
What about when you see them at church or in the store or on the street somewhere? Do you feel resentful towards them?
如果你看见他们的时候呢，无论是在教会、在学校、在工作场所，或者是商场，你是不是觉得心存愤恨、不满？
Or do we ever secretly rejoice when something bad happens to them? Yeah, they got what they deserved.
是不是有的时候呢，我们会暗地里非常的高兴，如果这些人呢，有一些不好的事情发生在他们的身上。
Oh, we're probably too spiritual to say that out loud, but inside we say that.
或许呢，我们作为神信神的人呢，表面上不会说，但心里面呢，有时候会这样想。
Or do we ever think of subtle ways to make them? Hey,
我们是不是会想一些比较阴的方法，然后让他们那个偿还
？This even happens in homes. Did you know that?
你知道在家里面会发生什么样的事情吗
？Do you know that some people actually hold back love and affection?
在家里的时候
，make people pay.
在家里的时候，他可以不向对方不表示爱意，让别人就用这种方式来让别人来偿还。
Do you know that some people actually use what we call the silent treatment?
然后有的时候家里人呢会打冷战。
I've heard people have gone unbelievably long times silent because they're making somebody pay.
然后有的时候呢，有一方呢他会非常不合情理的，不和对方讲话，用这种方式来让对方来偿还对他所做的不对的地方。
And then sometimes we just simply avoid them whenever we have a chance. If we see them coming, we're off this way.
有的时候呢，我们就是用逃避的方式来处理这个问题。
Well, you have to answer those questions yourself. But if you answer yes to those questions, any of those questions, you need to ask God, "Am I really struggling with this revenge forgiven thing?"
Yeah, 我们真应该呢自己问一问，自己这些问题。然后，如果你的答案是对于任何一个或者是所有的问题呢， 你就应该问一问我们的神，我是不是有这种报复的心理或这种心态？
And if we are, it brings us to the third question, is what can we do about it?
第三个问题呢，就是我们如何处理这个报复的心态？
Well, some very clear directions as we look at Romans chapter 12, we'll look at several verses here.
如果你看这个罗马书里边呢，罗马书呢给了非常明确的答案。
Basically, we just need to follow the guidelines that God has set for us.
简单一句话，就是要遵从神所讲的话。
Look at the first part of verse 17 and the first part of verse 19.
看一看第17节和第19节的上半部。
It says, do not repay anyone evil for evil in verse 17 and then in verse 19, do not take revenge, my friends.
那讲到呢，就是说你不要报复，不要以恶报恶。
You make a decision right now not to repay evil for evil.
我们可以做这样的决定，我们不要以恶报恶。
Some of you are saying, Steve, but he had it coming.
但是有人会对我说，嘿，他这完全是自己找的。
And he deserved it even more than this.
他呢是应得的，而且应该加倍的惩罚，受到加倍的惩罚。
You know what? If I knew your stories, I probably wouldn't disagree with you.
我如果知道你的故事的话呢，我肯定会那个同意你的这种想法。
But I would say, it's not your job.
但是呢，神讲这不是我们的工作。
Here's a thought-provoking quote that comes from Bacon. He says, in taking revenge, a man is but equal to his enemy, but in passing it over, he is his superior.
这就是培根曾经讲过一个非常令人深思的一句话。他说，如果你要是去报复的话呢，你只是把你自己拉低到你敌人的这个层面。如果你不报复的话呢，那你就是比他更伟大的一个人。
Look at verse 17, the last part of the verse.
看一看第十七节下半部。
It says, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
他就讲到呢，众人都认为好的事呢，我们要竭力去做。
So the second thing is simply that, do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
第二点呢就很清楚，就是说众人认为好的事情，我们都要竭力去做。
Now, does this mean we're supposed to be a people pleaser, trying to please everybody?
那这句话下半部是不是告诉我们，我们要做一个老好人呢
？That's what it sounds like at first, but Paul says in another place that if he was trying to please men, he would no longer be a servant of Christ.
这从字面上讲好像是这个意思，但是呢，保罗呢在别的地方也说过，如果说我们是做一个讨人喜悦的人的话，那毕竟不是一个讨神喜悦的人。
What it means is to live a Christian testimony of a true Christian of what a true Christian would do in certain situations.
这句话真正的含义呢，是说我们作为一个基督徒，应该有一个正确的一个生活的见证。一个真正的基督徒在某些情况下应该如何处理问题。
Other people may criticize you, but down deep they really know that you're right.
有些人呢，因为你的正确选择呢，可能会因为批评你，但是呢，他们在心里面呢，却知道其实你这样做是正确的。
So you might be asking, in what specific way should we do what is right?
你可能会问，那有什么具体的方式呢，能够让我们做正确的选择呢
？Well, we can make really a long list today and spend a lot of time on making a long list.
我们今天呢，可以用余下的时间呢，做一个非常长的一个单子。
But as we look at it in the context of the passage, we need to respond the right way when other people hurt us.
但是我们看到保罗书里边讲的这个情景呢？我们应该能够非常明确的讲，当别人伤害我们的时候，我们应该如何去做
？Are you aware that when people know you call yourself a Christian, that they're watching you？
你是不是意识到，当你对别人讲你是基督徒的时候呢，别人会经常的在暗地里边注视你
？How many of you are aware of that？
你们很多人认识到这一点吗？请举一下手。
You know, we were on a missions trip in Costa Rica one time.
我有一次去那个波多黎各参加一次这个主的这个传道行动。
On this trip was a kid by the name of Chuck. Yeah, the same Chuck I told you about earlier.
我这同去的伙伴当中呢，就是有刚才我前面提到的那位小扎。
And they had to dig this, we had to dig this big hole. For the septic system by hand, we were doing it by hand.
他们在地里挖一个坑当时。
I think probably the hole at that time was about this deep, maybe from here to there.
那个坑大概其实就是有从那个这栅栏的上部到地上那么一个深度。
And I did something I should have known better, but I did something I shouldn't have done, and I just kind of took my foot and just kind of pushed a couple stones in there by chuck. Jokingly, I was just joking.
这 Steve 呢跟小扎开个玩笑，就把那一堆土上两个石子儿给他踢回到他那坑里边去了。
And Chuck took the next shovel full of dirt, whoosh, hit me right smack in the face with it. I am not kidding you.
然后这个 Chuck 呢就掀起一掀土，然后全部掀在了这个 Steve 的脸上。
And it really hurt. In fact, it got underneath my glasses, and I could hardly see anything.
这真的是当时真的感觉很痛，而且土呢进到我的眼睛里边，然后我当时暂时失明。
I'm not kidding you. I wanted to jump in that hole. I wanted to pound that kid.
当时他们都是小孩，所以呢，他当时就想跳进坑里边，把那小扎狠狠地揍一顿。
I'm talking about that anger that just comes up inside. Rah!
能够感觉我这个心里边的愤恨要爆发。
But I'm thankful to say today that God helped me, and I didn't do anything. I just turned around and walked away and went and washed it out of my eyes.
当时呢，主呢与我同在，我没有选择这样去做，然后我只是转身走了，然后把眼睛里的土洗出去。
And nobody ever said much about it, so I thought it was a forgotten thing, except for I remembered it once in a while. I didn't kick any more stones in, by the way.
这个事情过去以后呢，我也没有多想，然后呢，只不过是有偶尔想，会想起，记住有这么一件事情发生过。
The truth of the matter is, if I would have done what I wanted to do, it would have been a huge mess because he would have done twice as bad back to me, and on it would have gone.
如果当时我没有这样做的话，选择去报复的话呢？以小扎的这个本性呢，他肯定会两倍让我偿还，这样的反复的这种报复呢，就没有终止的。
About 20 years later.
二十年之后。
So, this was a long time ago, you can tell.
这是非常非常长一段时间。
We were talking to some of the parents of another teen who was on the trip who saw what happened.
我们呢，当时呢，跟另外一个同去的伙伴的父母，20年之后一起聊天。
And they told me that this other teen was watching me carefully to see how I responded.
然后另外一个，他告诉我，当时他的孩子就也是个青少年是暗地里边很监视的那个 Steve， 看他是如何反应的。
Now I don't say that to say I'm that great because I told you honestly how I felt and what I wanted to do.
讲这个故事呢，并不是说我多伟大，只是告诉你，当然我确实讲你，我心里面是如何想这个问题的。
I just tell you that because people are watching you. You call yourself a Christian to see what you do when people hurt you.
这个故事呢，就让大家意识到，我们当自己称自己是基督徒的时候呢，别人会用别的眼光来注视我们，来观察我们。
Especially when they hurt you unjustly.
特别是当别人用不公正的方式对待了你。
So we need to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Then look at verse 18.
我们真的是需要别人认为好的事情，我们都要竭力去做。我们现在来看一看第十八节。
If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
第十八节也讲到，如果可能的话，总要尽力与人和睦相处。
You notice there's an if clause in there, if it is possible.
你看在圣经上也讲到，它里面有一个假设从句在里面，说如果可能的话。
You suppose there are some people that it's impossible to live at peace with? Have you found a few like that?
这里面可能也暗示我们，有些人呢，就是真的是没法和他们和平共处。你们是不是也遇见过这样的人？
And it also says, as far as it depends upon you, as much as it depends upon you.
这里面也讲到呢，其实这个和平相处呢，关键是取决于我们。
So if there isn't peace, at least it's not your fault.
如果说这换句话讲，如果说这里边有不和平的事情呢，我们应该知道这个不和平不是因为我们所引起的或造成的。
Then also look at verse 19 again.
我们再看，回过头来看一看第十九节。
It says in the middle part there, leave room for God's wrath.
中文翻译是要让上帝来审判，英文里面讲就是说给上帝审判的空间。
Now, all of you probably know how much Americans like dessert and sweet things, right?
你都知道我们老美们很喜欢吃甜食。
And sometimes, if you go to somebody's house to eat and you have this big meal, the hostess will say, "Leave room for dessert."
啊，你当时去别人家去参加一个晚餐的时候呢，如果说这晚餐很丰富，往往呢作为这个主人呢会告诉客人，你那个给你胃里边省点腾一点地儿，然后我们好吃甜点。
So what they really mean is, don't eat so much healthy stuff that you don't have room for the unhealthy stuff.
其实他的意思就是让你呢多吃点不健康的食物。
Now, what they really mean is, they know your stomach only has so much room, so make sure you have, for what Americans have, some room for what Americans call the best, the dessert.
其实呢，就是他希望你能有点空间，能够吃我们美国人认为最好的这个晚餐的部分啊，就是甜点。
And so I've often wondered that if this means that if we take revenge ourselves, that there's not room for God to avenge us. It's all taken care of.
对，我经常呢会有这种想法。如果说我们都自己把这些事情处理了，没有给神留下空间去为我们伸冤，那主还会不会为我们伸冤呢？
So which would you rather have on you, the punishment of man or the punishment of God? The wrath of man, the wrath of God?
就如果让你选择的话，你会选择这个神的审判，还是我们自己的审判？是神的这个愤怒，还是我们的愤怒？
So what we could say, something to ponder, is if we really want to see this person get what they deserve, let God do it.
我们可以其实这样想这个问题：如果说真的是希望这个人受到审判的话，让主去做这件工作。
Of course, that's a revengeful attitude, you know.
但是你可能也知道，这种想法的话，其实也是一种报复的心态。
Then the last thing that he mentions here, is give food and drink to our enemies.
然后最后呢，保罗在这里面讲到呢，要给我们的敌人吃喝。
And this is a quote from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 21.
其实呢，这个是引用这个箴言25:21-22。
And he says in this verse, he says, if your enemy is hungry, this is verse 20, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head.
第20节讲到，如果说你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃的；若渴了，就给他喝的。你这样做是把炭火堆在他头上。
Now, some people like to see this literally happen, where they actually have coals on their head, but it's probably better understood in a figurative sense.
有些人呢，确实希望有这样的烧着的炭火，在这些人头上。但是呢，其实更好的方法呢，是用隐身的方法来理解这句话。
But there are lots of discussion about what exactly this means. I'm not going to talk about those this morning.
大家关于这句话呢，有很多的解释和讲法呢。今天呢，我就不花时间来具体解释了。
But what I do want to mention is from the book of Proverbs, what Paul does not say here in Romans.
但是呢，在这个箴言里边呢，有一句话，保罗呢在这里边没有引用。
You'll notice that it's the same verse except the letters that are in green, and the Lord will reward you.
保罗没有讲到的这句话呢，就是说，就是在上面是绿颜色的这句话，它的中文意思就是说，耶和华必奖赏你。
And so what he says is just the exact opposite. Instead of taking revenge, do something good for them.
这里边呢，保罗就是说，你们要不要去报复，反而呢要用非常友善的方式来处理你的，来对待你的敌人。
And that is extremely hard to do.
我可以诚实的讲，这是非常非常难做的一件事情。
You will need God's help to do that.
我们
So will I.
我们都需要神的帮助来做这件，来这样做处理问题。
I misspoke. We have one more in verse 21.
我们再讲一讲，最后一个经节21节。
It says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good."
然后保罗在这里面讲到，你不可被恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Now, when it uses the word overcome, I think of experiences that I've had when I've been in the ocean with the waves.
讲到这个克服这个词哈，我就能够马上联想到我在海里边游泳的这个情况。
How many of you like the waves? Any of you like to play in the
你
waves?
们喜欢海浪吗？
I love the waves. I like it when you get to plow at them or surf on them or whatever.
那我非常喜欢那个浪，真的。你不管你是做冲浪也好，还是说你是跟这个戏水也好，非常非常的非常有趣。
There was one time I was in such huge waves that they knocked me down and rolled me over. I didn't even really know which way was up. They overcame me. I was not in control anymore. The wave was in control.
但是其中有一次呢，这个巨浪把我给吞噬了，然后呢，我失去重心，然后当时非常的迷失方向，我不知道是哪个方向是水的上方，哪个方向是海底。
So I was no longer in control, and something was controlling me, and that's the same thing that can happen when we take revenge.
当时呢，就是这个海浪真的是克服了我，或者是控制了我。同理，在我们有报复心态这上面呢，这个报复心理也会控制我们。
And revenge, is caused usually by something that is evil, and the revenge itself, to take it back, is, caused by something evil. So we can be overcome by evil.
但是呢，我们都确切的知道，因为这个报复心理是源于罪，源于那恶。如果说我们这样做的话呢，其实最终的结果就是被恶所控制。
It's not just people. Do you think this boat's in trouble?
不仅是人，你看这个船在海浪里边是不是也有风险？
Yeah, they can be overcome by waves too, and then they capsize.
那他们也会发生被巨浪推翻的情况下，的事故。
But what's interesting is on waves, you can also overcome waves and actually surf them, stay on top, be in control, and have fun.
但是呢。对海浪来讲的话，你也可以克服它，比如说像这冲浪者，你可以在它上面，冲浪，然后能够征服这个海浪。
Same waves, totally different response, totally different results.
同样的这个海浪，但是却有不同的结果。
And we can overcome evil by doing good, and that is how to get the victory over it.
我们确实是可以以善治恶，然后通过这种方式来克服罪恶。
So this is how we can do what God wants us to do. Don't take revenge, but respond by doing good instead and turn the tables on them and Satan's schemes.
这个呢，就是以这种方式呢，其实就是主所教导我们的，要以善治恶，让这个我们的仇敌呢，去感受我们这种处理问题的方式。
I have a promise for you that you probably won't like.
我有一个诺言，我要向你承诺，但是你肯定不太喜欢。
Promise is this: if you are alive, we are going to be wrong, we're going to be cheated, we're going to be ripped off, we're going to be cut down, and we're going to be lied about.
这个就是说，如果对每一个大活人来讲的话呢，我们都会，被不友善的对待，或被别人鄙视，或被欺骗，或被占便宜，或者是被人撒谎。
You say, Steve, well, you're pretty pessimistic. I say, no, I'm just a realist. This is what happens when people are with people.
你们可能会想，这个 Steve 他真的是太消极了，太悲观了。其实呢，他只是非常真实的看待我们的人生。
So this isn't the question. The question is, what are we going to do when it happens?
但是呢，我们被往往有这样的经历呢，并不是问题。这个问题呢，却是我们在有这种不好的经历的时候，是如何处理和对待它。
Have you heard about Viktor Frankl? He was a very prominent Jewish, not Christian, doctor in World War II.
这个 Viktor Frankl 呢，是在犹太二战期间非常有名的一个德裔犹太裔的医生。
He was arrested by the Nazis and put in a prison camp.
他被纳粹党抓起来，放进了这个集中营。
And as he tells the story, he was stripped of all of his possessions, his clothes, his jewelry, even his wedding band.
当时在集中营呢，他所有的财产全都被剥夺，包括他的衣服他的首饰，然后还包其中包括他的结婚的戒指。
And long before it was in style, his head was shaved.
他那个在被关起来之前呢，送进集中营呢之前呢，他的头发也都被剃掉了。
is repeatedly taken from his prison cell, placed under bright lights, and questioned for hours.
他的生活呢，就是经常的被强行的拖到审讯室，在强光下接受审讯。
And he underwent many savage and senseless tortures.
然后经常有不合人性的这种这个对待。
And here's what he wrote.
这是他所写的。
I still had the power to choose my own attitude, bitterness or forgiveness, to give up or go on.
但是我始终呢还是有这样的一个能力或这样的一个力量，然后能够选择我自己的心态，我是选择这个痛苦或者是原谅，选择放弃生活或者是继续生存下去。
So when we face many things in life, we have the choice. What will we do?
当时呢，就意思就是说，对我们来讲呢，我们在生活当中可能会遇见各样的痛苦，但是在这样的环境中，我们会选择如何去做。
I'd encourage you to memorize this quote. It's not what happens to you that really matters. What really matters is your attitude towards what happens.
我希望你能够记住这一句话啊，这句话就是说，发生于你并不是很重要，但是关键的是。你是如何对待发生在你身上的事情。
In fact, I'd like you to read that with me. Would you read that with me?
我请大家一起跟我读一遍这句话。
It's not what happens to you that really matters. What really matters is your attitude towards what happens. Well, is it time to call revenge just what it is? That's sin.
我们是不是现在是一个非常好的时候就说这个报复的心态其实就是罪恶本身。
He promises that if we will just let him, he will take care of the avenging, and we can just keep our hands off.
我们的神呢，向我们有这样的许诺：如果我们决定不去处理这些事情呢，他会作为我们的伸冤者。
But he also challenges us to do a very unusual thing, and that is actually.To overcome evil with good.
而且呢，神还让我们做一个非常非常不合人情世故的事情，那就是让我们用善来治恶。
Some questions for you.
我有一些问题想问你们。
Are we tired of those who have wronged us controlling our lives?
我们是不是非常厌倦那些不善待我们的人来掌控我们的生活？
Are we tired of bitterness, hard feelings, and resentment ruining what God wants us to have, which is an abundant life?
我们是不是非常厌倦了我们这种痛苦、怨恨、怒气，然后控制我们，然后直到这种不能够让我们享受神给我们的丰富的生活？
Is it time to change our motto from "I don't get mad, I just get even" to "I don't get mad"? I just do it God's way.
Yeah, 我们是不是现在应该考虑改变我们生活的座右铭，从我不生气，但是我会扯平，改成我不生气，但是我做主所要求我做的。
I'll guarantee it's a hard way, but I'll just as quickly say and guarantee that it's the best way, and God will bless us if we live our lives His way.
Yeah, 我保证这确实是一件不易的事情，但是呢，我也保证这是一个非常。符合神心意的一种方式。
The choice is really ours, isn't it?
所以呢，最终的结果就是说，我们有选择的权利。
Which way will we choose the next time we're wrong?
我们会选择什么呢？当下一次有不友善的人对待我们。
I would encourage you to decide today, and then when the situation comes up, to do it God's way.As he showed us in Romans.
我非常愿意在这里边激励各位呢，现在就做这样的决定，然后呢，在以后如果说有这样的事情发生在你身上，你会选择正确的做法。
And of course, we need God's help, so be sure you ask God to help you through the power of the Holy Spirit.
当然呢，我们在这件事情上一定是要全托靠于主，我们要向主祷告，让圣灵来引导我们。